The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us today John Bird, attorney, Craig Haney, staff attorney, and they're both with North Penn Legal Services. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're going to talk about foreclosure prevention. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab, and because we have a webcam up on top of the roof, and you can see what's going on at the corners, you know, check out on the lovely weather or the construction or whatever else is going on in Dunmore.
Well, the weather is going to start to be questionable. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know what we're heading out into. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. John Bird, attorney. Craig Haney, staff attorney, both with North Penn Legal Services. You are foreclosure prevention specialist, correct?
That is correct.
What do you do? How long have you been doing it? And how about North Penn? Could you give us just a brief general overview, please?
Absolutely. And I wanted to thank you very much for the opportunity to be here this morning. So my name is John Bird. I am an attorney with North Penn Legal Services. And more recently, I've been specializing in mortgage foreclosure. So we've been doing some extra trainings and things of that nature in order to really understand the finer points of mortgage foreclosure. North Penn Legal Services itself is a nonprofit organization that serves to seek the underprivileged. So actually, I think it's important. I brought the mission statement, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead, please.
So our mission is to provide civil legal representation to low-income people and ensure equal access to justice for all. And we currently serve about 20 counties, and we have offices all throughout. And, you know, if you're indigent, we do have income guidelines and things of that nature, but we encourage everybody to apply, and if we can help you out according to our guidance and our funding, we'd be more than happy to. And in order to do that, our phone number for the intake is 1-877-953-4250. And you can call that number to do an intake, and someone there will be able to help you, and hopefully we'll be able to get you in touch with an attorney.
Okay, so if someone's having trouble, and for our purposes today, they think they're going to be headed towards foreclosure for whatever reason. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons. People fall ill, medical bills are stacking up, they lost a job, family splits up, so on and so forth. There's a lot of reasons why people start forgetting or not being able to pay their mortgage because they have other bills. And so they stop paying. What happens? How soon does it happen? Can you give me a little insight regarding a foreclosure, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the most interesting things I think about mortgage foreclosure is it affects everyone. There's not an income level. There's not a typical type of person. Mortgage foreclosure happens to everybody, or could happen to everybody. The earlier that you reach out and talk and get some legal counsel, it's more options you have. If you wait and kind of bury your head in the sand and pretend that nothing's going on, options, for lack of a better term, foreclose on you. So you don't have the opportunity to do certain things after you're given certain paperwork. Like, you're given the complaint. You have 20 days to respond. If you don't respond and the bank gets a summary judgment or default judgment, there's not much we can do about that because you have no real reason why you didn't respond. Now, if you were in the hospital and you were in a coma, maybe then that'd be something different, but that's not the likely fact pattern. So the earlier you reach out and ask for help, the better it is for your situation.
Okay, I've actually been in front of people that have said, listen, I'm current on my mortgage, but next month I really don't think I'm going to be. And they, so they know. And so then that person is getting prepared. But I've also seen where people have let it go, as you mentioned just now. You know, they just put their head in the sand and maybe they don't want a deal, denial, whatever the situation is. They're not able to face it. So I've seen both. Now, to the person that knows that they're not going to be able to make next month's payment, should they be reaching out to you at that point?
Not if you're not ready to make the next month payment because you're still current. My suggestion would be to reach out to the lender. They might have some type of opportunity where they can help you. And I don't know. Every lender is different.
Every lender is different. There is not a guideline. And I've noticed that the bigger the lender is, probably the less likely. Maybe a local bank would be more willing to work with somebody. What are your thoughts there?
I haven't seen it work quite like that. I would say it really depends on the bank and the servicer. If you're a bigger bank, you might have more guidelines in place and you might have a little bit more assets to help delay a month or something along those lines. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to point out that this would not be construed as legal advice. What we're trying to do here is just a general information. And if you do have a problem, you should contact an attorney.
Correct. Right. I'm with you there. So can someone save themselves from foreclosure, or is it just going to be a lost cause? Because we hear and see all these stories out there that it could be an absolute nightmare and definite roller coaster ride.
It can be an absolute nightmare. And I think one of the scariest things is that we retreat to our homes when the world is kind of too much for us to deal with, or when it's just the day's been long, you go back to your home and people aren't prepared to face reality that they might lose that home. So they kind of put the paperwork to the side. They don't look at filings and things of that nature. Yes, there are many things that you can do to get yourself out of foreclosure, and there are plenty of people who do so every day. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of local counties that have what's called the diversion program, and you can apply as long as you do so timely to get into the diversion program. The diversion program stalls the foreclosure proceedings and basically gets everybody at a table to talk about what the problem is. So you'll have the borrower. A lot of times you'll have a credit counselor from either Advantage or CEO. They're wonderful people to work with. You have your attorney, if you have one, the bank's representative. Sometimes there's even a mediator. And it's you're just sitting at a table. And we're discussing why you're behind. What can we do to fix that? Is there a remedy the bank might offer, like a modification, a lower payment, something of that nature? Is there something that we can do to maybe spread the arrearage over a couple months and get you current? Like maybe if your child was sick and you lost a couple months worth of work. That's horrible. And now you're facing losing your home. And of course, you're emotional that your home, your child was just sick, things of that nature. So the bank might say, hey, you know, we could work on a payment arrangement where you pay X amount a month plus this percentage of what's in the arrears. And then we'll move forward and you're out of foreclosure. There's no problem. You know, there's many exits. If you look at foreclosure as a highway, there's many exits. As long as you take a chance to read them and stop, you have an opportunity to get off that highway. If you put your head down and just keep barreling towards that end, you're probably going to lose your home.
And Jackie, I could probably jump in a little bit. So there is a before counties started instituting these diversion programs. So what John was talking about was a court program where it would bring both the borrower and the bank to the table. Before they started instituting these diversion programs, it was hard to get to the bank to the table. So what you have when you fall behind on your mortgage and, you know, say the bank files a complaint, what you have is a borrower and a big bank. And sometimes it's hard. The negotiation is very unbalanced. And what the diversion program does is it brings the bank, the borrower, both to the table, and they're able to begin a negotiation. That could be a loan modification or any of the other things that John was talking about. So that's an excellent program and a great option for borrowers who fall behind.
So the diversion program brings all parties together, but it doesn't. Are there banks that refuse to participate in maybe a diversion program?
So they don't have an option, because what happens is the court often will enter a court order that says, borrower, you have to submit what's called a loan modification package. So these are your finances. This is your situation. You have to submit that to the bank within a certain timeline, right? Then the bank has to respond. And then both parties need to come back for a further conference in that diversion program. So it really forces both parties to
the table, and right? I like that, because sometimes with a member of the public, a consumer, calls the lender, they're met with resistance. Mm-hmm. But in this type of situation, all parties are there to work together and obtain a resolution to the situation.
That's the goal. We don't always get a resolution. Sometimes, honestly, unfortunately, people are too far down the rabbit hole. But there's often times that we can try to work something out or do something for our client's benefit.
Yeah, and if you don't try, you never know. So it's worth the try.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how many months does someone have to be behind in their mortgage payments for the bank to be able to foreclose? Is it 30 days? Is it 60 days? Is it 90 days? Is it how long? Is there an exact answer to that question? Every lender's different?
There's not an exact answer. I would point you to look at your note, the agreement you signed with the bank when you borrowed the money. A lot of times that information will be spelled out, and it's a contract between you and the lender. When you miss a payment, you're in default. Does that mean that it's enough to foreclose? Typically one payment? Probably not. You also, again, like you said, have to look at the size of the lender. If you're doing a rent to own, where an individual is acting as a mortgagee and a lender, then you're more than likely going to be foreclosing quicker than a bigger bank would be foreclosing.
Okay. So not many people keep their notes. And so in a general way, okay, what happens after you've missed? Let's do it this way. What happens when you miss your mortgage payment? What happens from the lender's point of view?
You'll probably get a letter from your lender stating that you are behind. They'll have some type of phone number. They'll probably ask you to call them, you know, work out some type of payment program. And that's the best thing you can do. If you're upfront with your lender, I'm not promising that they'll be able to take care of your problem. But if you're upfront with them, they're probably more willing to work with you.
Okay, so the longer you go, the less likely they'll be able to work with you. I mean, at what point do they say you're overdue and now your whole loan amount is due?
So that's a great question. You're talking about acceleration. Okay. So in a note, every month, let's say your monthly mortgage payment is $500. The bank is only legally entitled to $500 every month. Now you're 4 months behind and they're only able to collect $2,000, but they decide they want to foreclose. So what they have to do is they have to give you notice that they're going to accelerate the note. And acceleration is basically just a legal vehicle that allows the bank to demand the full amount due. And again, that's also when that happens is depending upon your relationship with the bank, your agreement, and it depends on how much you owe. I can't say, you know, a definitive, you know, when you're at $3,000, they're going to foreclose. It depends on the whole situation.
Okay.
And every situation is
different. And the terms that you agree to and what's in that note.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And at that point, nothing, as far from the lender's perspective, nothing has been sent to the attorneys. You know, you're a few months behind. Nothing's going on. You may as well talk to the lender and try to figure something out before that happens.
Right.
Or a foreclosure complaint is filed or, you know.
So a foreclosure could still be way off in the distance.
It could be.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. That's a classic attorney response. It depends. Okay. With us today is attorney John Bird, attorney Craig Haney. both attorneys with North Penn Legal Services. May I have the contact information for North Penn, please?
That'd be great. Thank you. Our intake line is 1-877-953-4250.
And a web address, please?
It's NorthPennLegal, PENN.org.
Thank you, guys. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a three-bedroom ranch-style home at 802 Salisbury Road in South Abington for $129,000. You could be living in the Abingtons for not a lot of money on this 90 by 150 lot with a large yard. It's got a built-in garage and a nice big driveway. This home has a great layout. It's got beautiful hardwood floors. It also has a beautiful sunroom where you can lounge and read a book, or you can sit out there and watch the deer run by. That's a lovely three-bedroom ranch at 802 Salisbury Road in South Abington Township for only $129,000.
It's your lucky day. Guess what I have for you?
Statistics.
Yes. The Greater Scranton Board of Realtors statistics for single-family homes year-to-date. What's happening? I have the absorption rate, the current months that it would take to sell the current inventory of homes available, is down almost 25%. So it's 7.65 months it would take to sell the current inventory that we have. The median list price is $149,000. That's up 6.5% from last year at this time. Yet the sales price is slightly down almost 1%. Median sales price for single family homes, $125,000. And the median days on market is down almost 28%. So it's taking less time to sell a home. Sold listings, number of solds year to date is up 5.6%. And active listings are down to 8%.
That's all good news.
That's all good news. But you would think,
you know, that the prices would be going
up. You would think. That's exactly my thoughts there. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Savani.
And we're back. And this is very interesting stuff. I didn't know the actual process of how it goes.
So a foreclosure, you didn't know the process?
No, I didn't know the nuts and bolts of it. I didn't know how it worked.
We're here talking about foreclosure prevention with attorney John Bird, attorney Craig Haney, their staff attorneys at North Penn Legal Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. First half of the show, we got into how to try to prevent a foreclosure and what's happening. We talked specifically about the diversion program where banks and the parties come together, and it's a must when it's a court action. They have to come and talk to somebody and try to help resolve the lapse in payments and get back on track.
And just a quick caveat, that is if you are in the county's diversion program. So that is something you actually have to talk to a housing counselor and get access to that program.
So apply?
I would say talk to a housing counselor. So John mentioned Advantage, CEO. I think United Neighborhood Centers does some housing counseling. So that's kind of your first step, I think, is to get in touch with one of those
agencies.
Okay,
so that you're not automatically put in a diversion program.
No.
No, and that's actually one of the things we were talking about earlier with the notice. When you get a foreclosure complaint, there should be a form that says Lackawanna or Luzerne County or whatever county, as long as the county has it, diversion program request.
Yeah, if you get that notice, read the notice. It's really important. It's got a lot of really important information on it. Most important, the numbers and ways
you
to
know what it says,
counselors.
But do you think your average individual knows what it says?
It's honestly, I think it's worded in fairly plain language. I think if you read the notice, I think any layperson should be able to get the gist.
There's not small print on it. Okay.
I mean, right.
And it says in big bold letters, take this to your attorney, which I think is a great time to segue into that. This program is not intended to be legal advice. We're here to help provide some information. And each situation is unique. So if you're having a problem and you're facing foreclosure, please contact an attorney or housing counselor. Seek advice.
Right. And realtors aren't the ones to provide legal advice either. Often we're at a property and people don't know what to do. And they're asking us our opinion about short sales, foreclosures, this, that, and the other thing. And of course, we always point them to an attorney to provide legal advice because we can't do it. We don't do it. Now, the first half of the show, you talked about that complaint. So the lender has to send a complaint to the person that's past due, correct? Is that the first step in the process?
The first step in the process actually happens a little earlier with the notice requirements. So not every mortgage falls under the ACCESS Act 91, but most of them do. Some of them that are like FHA mortgages and things don't have this notice requirement. But what an ACCESS or an Act 91 notice does is it lays out that you're in default, what you can do to cure, and local areas that might be able to help you. Usually North Penn is listed on there, as well as a lot of the housing counseling agencies. So they're providing you with the information that says, here's what the problem is, and here's some of the steps you can take to fix it. And your best bet is to pick up that phone that day or the very next day and get in touch with these individuals.
Okay. So avoidance shouldn't be an option.
Absolutely.
Okay, so meet it head on, and there's no shame. There's people out there to help. I mean, how many people, I mean, we all known somebody personally that's had a foreclosure, and, you know, it impacts everybody. It impacts the people that you love, and you don't want to see it happen. So there are some ways to get through this, around it, and on the other side of it. Foreclosure doesn't have to be, but I'm hearing from you, both of you, catch it early.
The earlier, the better. And like we said, so you get the notice that you're behind and way secure, and then you ask about the complaint. So the complaint actually has to be hand-delivered to each person who has responsibilities under the mortgage. So each individual has to be hand-served by the sheriff. So if it's a husband and wife, places, but a sheriff's going to look for you at the places where you normally are. If they're going to, they're probably going to catch you at your house. And if they have a really hard time catching you, they can ask the court for relief. And the fact that they might be able to provide notice through different means. I had a client recently who came in and said, oh, I never received a complaint. The sheriff never showed up. And I was looking through the docket, and the sheriff couldn't find her, so they did notice by publication. They posted it in a couple of monthly newspapers. They posted it to her door. And so she had notice, and she said she had never seen the complaint. And I said, well, was there something? She goes, oh, yeah, there was something on my door. Well, at that point, take it down, read it, and follow the instructions. It is laid out very clear, bold, caps, you are being sued, contact an attorney. That's your cue to jump on the bandwagon.
Right. It's not, you don't want to look at service of a legal complaint as a cat and mouse game. I mean, you want to confront it. You don't want to run from it. And at the end of the day, you generally can't, because there's ways to alternatively serve somebody.
Okay. So those notices in the newspaper, and obviously the one that's posted right on the door, is sufficient.
If the court orders that, and I wouldn't see a reason why the court wouldn't, the sheriff is going to try to serve them. And if the individual doesn't receive service, then they're going to ask the court for relief. it helps us too. If you have the paperwork, that's what we want to see. That's how we know how to move forward. So the best bet is to pick up the paperwork, read through it, and then contact someone for help.
Well, it's not a happy day.
No, you know? It's not.
It's not like when, you know, you get the sweepstakes mail saying you've won $10 million. I mean, it's a completely different feeling, I suppose, and I just don't think many people want to face it.
Although if you get both of those notices the same day, you're in pretty good shape.
There you go. Okay.
And Pennsylvania is it's a judicial foreclosure state, so there's a lot of legal things that go into foreclosing on a home. At the end of the day, I'd say 9 out of 10 people who are faced with foreclosure, they have a financial problem, not a legal problem. And I think a lot of people, when they miss a payment or they receive a complaint, they want to look at their finances. They want to look at it, I think, first as a financial issue, because you're either going to be decreasing your expenses or increasing your income so that you can afford those payments. And the greater you can increase your income, the more money you can save along the way once you start falling behind, the more likely the bank is going to modify your loan and you're going to be able to save the house. We do have legal issues that we raise when we see them. There are problems. The banks often do have issues, and we bring those up. But it is really critical to really look at it as a financial problem, I think, first.
Craig, you said you've been doing mortgage foreclosure and stuff for a while. Have you noticed that the banks have... Are there a lot of legal issues, or have the banks gotten better since the first housing crisis?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think, you know, 2008, 2009, which was kind of the height of the crash and the recession that, you know, we're still recovering from, there were a lot of issues. So banks would group the loans, the mortgage loans, into trusts, and it got really complicated and really confusing. And that was kind of the height where we said, you know, if you're going to file a lawsuit, bank, as you know, banks were filing lawsuits with the plaintiff being like this trust, right? What is that trust? And what the trust was a group of mortgage loans. And it was very confusing. And there are a lot of standing issues, you know, where could these trusts file lawsuits to foreclose? I would say it has gotten a lot better. I mean, it has been, you know, years since the crash was really at its height. And, you know, I think the legal issues that we were able to raise back then are not necessarily the legal issues we raise today, but there are still issues.
Well, yeah, and there are lenders that I refuse to work with. So, I mean, from a real estate standpoint, and because they're just impossible.
You're on the front lines. You see it every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, with us today, we have Attorney John Bird, Attorney Craig Haney, both with North Penn Legal Services. If I may have the contact information for North Penn, please.
Thank you. Our phone number for intakes is 1-877-953-4250.
And a web address?
It's northpennlegal.org.
Thank you, gentlemen. Would you come back next week, please?
Absolutely. Be our pleasure.
We're having a great discussion, and we'd like to continue it with you. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a very well-maintained four-bedroom home at 708 Wheeler Avenue in Scranton for $105,000. This lovely home has some hardwood floors and French doors. It also has a finished third floor, which could be used as an additional bedroom. It has a covered front porch, a newly paved driveway, and a large detached two-car garage in the back. That's a four-bedroom home with a two-car garage at 708 Wheeler Avenue in Scranton for $105,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Oh, thank you, Pat. And before we close, I'd like to invite anybody out there that has their real estate license, if you want to think about joining another firm, something's not working where you currently are, very hands-on supportive broker there every day for answers and guidance and help and training, so on and so forth. But, you know, we're starting the new year. Let's start it off right. Come to a real estate office where you'll be supported and given a lot of opportunities that you may not see where you currently are. And anybody that's thinking about a real estate license, have no fear. Great office there 7 days a week, and we help support and build maybe a very successful career.
We have the room for you.
Yes, lots of business that we're looking
really,
to.
Really, we need more hands.
We need more hands on, that's for sure. Thanks for tuning in. We're out of time. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And during the week, give us a call, 570-344-6724. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjready.com. JRUDDY.com. Have a great week.